Did you know that the best tool for these times already exists within you? Today on the Intuition for Changemaker show, we're going to talk about five reasons why your intuition is more important than ever right now. It is my dearest hope that it will inspire you to stop ignoring your inner compass and listen wholeheartedly instead.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you remember that a world on fire is also a world ripe for solutions? Do you feel committed to gorgeousness in your life, this world, and for those who inhabit our planet? Did you know that already inside of you, you have the perfect tool to help you navigate these times, adding positively to your life and the world? Friend, here is the great news. Intuition works at lightning speed, and you were born with it. It's the internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive brilliance for more than a decade. Join me each week on the Intuition for Changemaker show for true stories and tools that will inspire you to harness your intuitive birthright to heal, shine, tend, and nourish yourself and this world. Hello, welcome. I love to start out the show by giving a shout out to a person who has taken the time to reach out to me about this podcast. This week's first shout out goes to Sari in Minneapolis. She used the send us a text option on her podcast app. She said, "Feels so weird to use this option of communication, but you did explain it so well, I had to try it. Yes, I can imagine that it feels like a vacuum doing this podcast. You may wonder, who is actually listening? What are people thinking about all of this? Is my ripple of goodness traveling far and wide?" Well, over here in Minnesota, I enjoy every single one of your podcasts. The last round, beginning with the meditation, exercise, continuing to bring the light and forgiveness, they've all been so lovely. Even though I'm navigating the current state of things pretty well, my nervous system still seems to need plenty of soothing balm to keep calm. Your brand of sharing, caring, and offering your gifts of seeing, empathy, compassion, humor, and stories of your personal life journey, they reverberate clearly and are appreciated. Sari J. Thank you, Sari. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I appreciate you taking the time to reach out. Thank you so much. And here's another one from Rebecca. She said, "Hi, Aimé. Thank you so much for the shout out to me on your last podcast. My friend Denise heard it as well and was so happy. She introduced me to you 13 years ago by buying me your Getting Answers book, which I have used for answers all these years. Thank you again for being here for all of us. Take good care, Rebecca." Thank you, Rebecca and Denise. I'm sharing that one today because it's relevant to today's show. I'm going to touch a tiny bit on my book, which she has referenced. And I love how Rebecca talks about using my book for 13 years. You all, I have been using this process for just as long. well, longer, obviously, since I wrote the book. What I'm trying to say is that it has longevity. It's evergreen. It's as useful now as the year I published it, 15 years ago now. The process is as old as Sears, which is to say as old as humans ourselves, because we have always had the ability to dance with the divine source, universe, however you call it, to get guidance as we navigate our time on Earth. And it turns out that it's quite easy to get answers. I might say almost effortless. So if you want to test the waters of my book before you commit to the whole $14, you can do that. I will put a link to a free chapter of Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life in the show notes. Get your feet wet. I'm telling you, as Rebecca said too, it's valuable for years, for life. If you've taken the time to write a review or send me a text, thank you. I've read each and every one. And stay tuned. I haven't forgotten you. I'll likely feature your comment on an upcoming show, and keep them coming. On your podcast app, when you click on the show episode, you'll see the words, send us a text. When you do, I get them. I would love to hear what you think. But for today, let's get started. We've got a lot to talk about. 5 reasons why your intuition is more vital than ever. Let's start with a little context, which I think will be obvious to all of us, but it's still worth voicing in order to lay the groundwork. We are in a time of remaking. This can't be new news to any of us at this point. Some of us have been feeling this for a long time, since COVID even. We've been witnessing a process of the world cracking open, the way we've been doing things cracking open. And part of the story is the illumination of all of the ugly places. It's been a time of gifting all of us a view of the places in our culture and society that need a remaking. I think we've been in this sped up season of exposure these last half a dozen years because some of these problems, like systemic racism, for example, have been going on in this country since its founding. But now we are all becoming awake to the ways in which what we have built is not supporting everyone. The ways in which we've gone off track for the people, creatures, and earth on which we reside. But if you know me, or if you've been listening to any of my recent podcasts, from episode 75 entitled Joy for Your World Worries to the current series I just did on creating antidotes, you know that I believe that looking at the burning buildings is only one part of the narrative. And it may not even be the most important one. What is more important is the remaking, the reimagining, the reweaving of the world we want. Everyone is in on that right now. Everyone is trying to remake the world. Some of us are making choices in the reweaving that not everyone agrees with or don't feel like an answer to that call for deeper care and honoring that I feel like every part of this planet and creature are calling for right now. But we can't get hung up on that. We can't because it will prevent us from our own remaking. I hope that the next few episodes will provide some inspiration or food for thought and lay some more groundwork ideas and stories so that you can recognize and get attuned with your own individual remaking. Today, we're going to start with the basics according to who I am and what I teach. That is the ability that every human has, the sense that every human has, intuition. And why, perhaps more than ever, it is time for you to claim this innate sense that you already have. A story. For one hot minute in time, just kidding, it was a whole summer, quite a while ago, maybe even in 2008, I'm not exactly sure on the year, but somewhere around there. After I started doing readings professionally, I experimented for a season with doing readings at our local farmers market every Saturday. One of my favorite moments in the whole summer, probably my favorite moment in the whole summer, I should just say, was one day when these kids approached me and they were like, "Hey, who are you? What do you do?" I didn't have any vegetables for sale, of course, on my little table, so they just approached me and were curious. I explained to them that I was doing readings and how it worked, and one of them cocked his head to the side and replied, "So you're basically like a cosmic operator? You deliver messages?" And I was like, "Pretty much exactly that. Yes. That is what I did. I mean, I still do this, but not at the farmer's market." But here's the truth. You also have this ability. You don't need me. You really don't. Whoever you are, you have the ability to receive the messages of your own soul and communicate with divine source of which you are a part. And we need to start normalizing this. In a world bent for remaking, we can't afford to have brilliant people, amazing women and men, sitting around stumbling over their own inner knowing. The remaking isn't the job of any one person. It takes all of our gifts and talents and interest to build something that is beautiful for all. So in a remake on super speed, which feels like what we are in now, anyone that is tied up in doubt and using their time to doubt their insights instead of acting on them, well, it's just not a judicious use of our time. Do you get it? If you are listening to this podcast, it's a high chance that you are a change maker. I define that as someone who cares for this world and those on it and has a natural impetus to add positively to help make the world a better place. That can be in small or large ways. The size isn't important. It's the act of doing so that is. Your intuition is going to be your guiding force if you are a change maker in the world. When we need to think out of the box, do things differently, come up with our solutions, that's the beat our intuition lives on. It's primed to any and all solutions. It's not limited, like our other senses, to just what we can smell or see, for example. It's going to be your intuition more than your nose or what you hear, for example, that is going to guide you to your role to play. Several years ago, I stumbled upon a podcast, which if you are a longtime listener of this show, you've probably heard me mention it. It was an interview on the Good Life Project podcast with Dr. Lisa Miller from August 10th, 2022. She essentially, kind of on accident, it sounds like, proved that this wise inner knowing and ability to converse with Source is not only innate to human beings, it also plays a crucial role in shaping our lives and our overall health for the better. Intuition and being in this conversation, being your own cosmic messenger, so to speak, actually changes the shape of your life. She said, "There is a strong spiritual core within a healthy, strong, whole person. That's not just the people who are pious and devout. It's not for the priests and the monks or the best meditators. We all have this. There is an innate spiritual core. And when we engage our spiritual core, life unfolds differently." And that is a scientific statement based on peer-reviewed science, she said. Her studies have shown that being in active connection with this spiritual core, with our intuition, with our mystic knowing, actually decreases depression. She said, "The bottom line is that a strong spiritual core is like the hub of the wheel for a whole, healthy person. And that could be with or without religion. That could be from any of our rich faith traditions. That could be spiritual, but not religious. A strong spiritual core stabilizes the wheel of the whole person. That's simply what the science says. Whether we are talking about resilience against mental health, addiction, and depression, or the character strengths and virtues, optimism, grit, forgiveness, relational values." I am eternally grateful for Dr. Lisa Miller and her work illuminating this all in a scientific lens, which I think gives people who need that understanding something on which to purchase. So, all of this is to say, drum roll please, the first reason I think it is more important than ever that you pay attention to your intuition is that it belongs to you. It's actually very human and normal. You don't have to do readings professionally. That's just a career choice in a way. But you are hardwired to receive cosmic messages, especially ones that pertain to your happiness and success. Your body and spirit are hardwired to receive messages that will benefit you and your soul's journey. And if you are here to help the world in any way, then you're also going to get messages, synchronicities, nudges related to this. I think I told you that I recently started setting out 10% of every dollar I make for tithing, gifting money according to my values. You may already know if you listen to the show that wildlands are a huge value of mine. I made all those decisions about doing the tithing. And then within a week, I happened upon, and I mean that because I am never in this neck of the Seattle woods, so to speak, but I crossed paths with a young man asking for monthly donations to the Nature Conservancy. Source made it very easy for me to fulfill my goal. She literally put a person in front of me that would help me fulfill my goal while I was just running into this grocery store to find a bathroom. This is an example of what I mean by if you are a change maker, benevolent source, the spirit that guides and serves your highest good, will provide you with nudges, messages, synchronicities, the ones you need to fulfill your work. After having made this tithing resolution for myself, I just ended up having to stand there for like 5 minutes and put my details into his iPad or whatever it was. But the point is, the number one reason to pay attention to your intuition is that this sense already belongs to you. I love that Dr. Miller says that if you are not using your intuition, your mystic knowing, then you are only using half your brain. I don't know about you, but I find that life can be very challenging from time to time. I think moving through those challenges, testing our mettle and knowledge, is part of why we came to Earth. Why wouldn't you use all of the tools available to you to navigate your time here? Why would you leave behind your compass when you are navigating through the forest? It can help you every step of the way. Why would you ignore your compass when you are in a moment of remaking? You need all your tools to stay steady on your course, to stay on your line to sow, your best life to live. Your compass is inside. You just have to pay attention and not ignore its subtle voice. Number two reason intuition is more vital than ever: intuition works at lightning speed. You can be standing in the shower or walking down the road and get a fantastic idea. You don't need a four-year degree. Intuition delivers insight very fast. In a heartbeat, it can give you a brilliant insight on how to ameliorate a situation in your life, what direction you can take to brighten your experience. The list of what intuition can offer is endless, but it works very quickly. That's brilliant. That's very appropriate for this age we are in, when swift solutions are uber beneficial. If you ignore the messages, if you spend a lot of time hemming and hawing about whether or not you should trust or implement that message, well, you see where I'm going here, right? It feels as though it's wasting time. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to underscore the brilliance of your intuition. It can drop in fantastic ideas that you never thought of in a flash. That's part of its uber usefulness, always, and especially in this world right now. Number three reason it's important for you to listen to and heed your intuition: it's highly specialized. This goes back to what I just said about it belonging to you, but also, not everything that looks good on paper is good. Sometimes an opportunity that looks good on paper isn't the best one for you, or not the best one for you right now. This takes discernment. That is what your intuition is for. Regardless of the story being touted, your intuition is going to give you highly specialized information. It's going to give you a green light or a red light, for example. In episode number 30, my guest and previous student Natalie told a story about how her intuition saved her life, helped her not miss a flight — these were different stories — and she told a story in which one of her girlfriends, after hearing me speak, turned down a job opportunity because even though it looked good on paper, her soul, her intuition, was telling her it wasn't right for her. Instead of wasting time dragging her feet or even finding out the hard way, she just trusted her knowing, knew it had value, and made the choice. I've told you about the story of how I realized my intuition was helping me avoid the treacherous course, which was a huge turning point for me. I think I told that story in episode number 3. Your intuition is going to give you highly specialized information. That is regarding you, your circumstances, and life choices. Again, why throw out the compass? This is Aimé Cartier, and today, if you just joined us on the radio, we are talking about five reasons your intuition is more important than ever. This is the Intuition for Changemakers show, formerly called the Own Your Intuition show. Number four reason. I touched on this a bit already, but intuition, by its very nature, gives us access to the non-linear, to out-of-the-box solutions, because it is not limited by what we've seen before or what we think can happen. This kind of unlimited thinking is the kind that feels most likely to help us shift and change pieces that feel unwieldy. We can't necessarily do what has been done before to get out of the challenges that we are facing collectively right now. For intuition, that is no problem. It is not resigned to only linear thinking. It doesn't only know one way. It knows thousands or millions, but most importantly, it knows your way. When you are living in a time of remaking, this is not a sense you want to leave behind. We've been living through a time of uncertainty for quite some time now. We've already made it through some of those storms. When you can't necessarily rely on the way it's been done before, you need to be able to rely upon your own innate intuition to guide you forward. Here's a lovely example. Do you know the work of Tricia Hersey? She wrote the books Rest is Resistance, A Manifesto, and most recently, a book called We Will Rest, The Art of Escape. The reason that I'm using her as an example, other than the fact that I love her work, is that she's basically written a whole manifesto movement that reclaims rest as not only healing for our bodies from the systems that oppress us, but as an act of resistance to the system we live in and what came before. Her story is so inspiring. She said, "I refuse to be the Black woman who is overworked. I'm going to gain reparations for my ancestors in this time. And I'm going to do that by laying myself down, by stopping. I'm not going to go with this unsustainable pace anymore." It's hard to give Tricia Hersey her full due in just a tiny little blurb here. But when I think about what she has put into the world, I think how courageous, how brilliant, how needed, and how out of the box. I feel awe. She's known as the Nap Bishop, and her story and work is so fascinating because one of the things that she has done is basically lead group naps. Like, you go to the event, and at the event, one of the main items on the agenda is that you sleep in a room full of other people who are also going to sleep. Her work is revolutionary in so many ways, disruptive in all the best ways. What she has said is, "I peep the scam. I saw what was happening. I cocked my head to the side and was like, this is what's going on. This is what the systems are trying to do to us. And I simply refuse." This is so out of the box and healing, and I think her work is so regenerative for many reasons. I don't want to get lost in her work right now in this episode because it's very rich, but that's not what this is about. I want to use her as an example because she is coming at a very old problem, the enslavement of our bodies then and now, in a way that actually just cuts right to the healing. Let's all the BS drop. She says, by what she does, let's get some rest together. That's what we all really need. So back to our narrative here. Unlimited solutions and new best routes, like I think Trisha Hersey's work so brilliantly exemplifies, that's the playground of your intuition. That's its innate brilliance. If the well-traveled road isn't your best road, then your intuition is not going to lead you to the well-traveled road. It's going to lead you to the vivacious bushwhacking road, or the inspired collaborative road, or maybe to laying down in a giant room of strangers and sleeping together, because that is providing something essential that we all need and are missing. Doesn't the variation of regenerative healing routes instead of the old ones that aren't working sound like something we could use en masse right now? Lots of people willing to listen to their innate wise knowing in order to forge new solutionary paths, whether that is for instituting joy and rest and healing in your own life, or having it ripple out in your actions to benefit others too. From my point of view, yes is the answer. Okay, lastly, the number five reason that listening to your intuition is more important than ever is that you can use your intuition to get answers about your role in helping the remaking. We started off this episode by me mentioning, or actually one of my listeners mentioning, my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. The one that Denise bought Rebecca, to circle back there. In it, I wrote an uber simple formula that I feel seers like myself have been using since the beginning of time. Anyone can use this anytime. Essentially, the premise and the practice is when you ask a question, you will get an answer. You are in forever dialogue with Great Spirit, Goddess, God, the universe, whatever you call that divine and benevolent force, just like Dr. Lisa Miller proved. And just like the example I gave you earlier from my life of having this internal commitment to tithing and then bam, a guy with a badge and an iPad on the sidewalk in front of Safeway offering me an easy way to make good on my promise to myself and Wildlands. When you ask a question, you will receive an answer 100% of the time. You don't even have to believe me. Asking a question will garner you a response. So if you feel concerned about the state of the world right now, you might broaden out your scope of questioning instead of the usual questions like, what is the best place to send my child to school? Or how can I ameliorate my relationship with my in-laws? Or how can I have a better relationship with my coworkers or increase my salary? Whatever the usual questions are that pertain to the specifics of our life, you might start asking different questions too. Questions like, what is the best way for me to contribute to creating the world that I desire right now? Questions like, what can I do to support creating a world in which I would be proud to live? In some way, it's the answer to these questions for myself that caused me to do what I refer to as the antidote series that I just finished on this podcast. Same with even changing the name to Intuition for Changemakers. It was really in answer to this question that actually caused me to rename the show. If you've been listening since the beginning, you know that it used to be called the Own Your Intuition Show. That's good for everybody. And of course, it's still super valid. But when I realized it was time for me to get more specialized, to be talking to changemakers like myself, because if there was ever a time for a changemaker to be understanding their role to play and listening to their inner wisdom, it's now. Hence, this whole entire show episode. So let's do this. If I can inspire you to stop ignoring your brilliant inner compass, the one and only designed to lead you very specifically to having your most satisfying earth experience, then yay. I consider that something I am proud of because you matter. Okay. So as usual, I would love to hear from you, your reviews or stars or a text. You can find me and message me on my website too. Or if you are already on my mailing list, you can reply to any one of the messages I've sent you. Okay, loves, remember, you matter. You are not alone. We are here together. And as you are enough. All my love. If you are keen to be able to definitively recognize your intuition, then I've got something for you. I created a self-study course that answers the question I see so many people have. How do I know if it's my intuition? You can know. Your intuition has a tell. In this course, you'll learn not only how to recognize your intuition, but you'll learn about some of its other surprising qualities so that you know what to expect from your inner wisdom. I created it as a response to helping more people leave doubt behind and tap their own innate wisdom. You can find out more at aimeecartier.com/knowintuition or through the link in the show notes.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.